There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. You know, John Reagan, I spent part of Friday calling the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms about this event we're having in Lebanon, Missouri, where we're going to have 80% AR-15 kits that a person can buy and take home and complete him or herself. Nine calls later, I was really frustrated, and I can't get an answer out of these guys. So what we've decided to do is we'll just have the kits available. We'll have some demos, and you can watch how the receivers are milled. That's the current plan, if everything works according to schedule. And because the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms will not allow, as best as we can determine, a person to use someone else's equipment to drill out or machine a receiver. So, for example, if John Reagan bought one of these kits, these AR-15 kits, and he came over and came to the expo and used my drill press and did his own work, all of it, including plugging the drill press in and putting the bits in the chuck and all that stuff, the BATF wouldn't allow it. He has to have his own drill press. So to keep us from getting into hot water with the BATF, we've decided that what we would do is just show you how a receiver's milled, but we can't sell those receivers. We can show you how it's done, and you can't buy the finished receivers. You have to buy an unfinished kit and finish that 20% yourself. So I just want to share that with you. That's the latest update on where we are with the AR-15s. So we got so much government help, they can't even answer questions as to some of their own rules. They don't have people who can interpret what they write. And we certainly can't interpret it because it's not all that clear. John Reagan and I are talking about starting your own business and taking the same tax deductions that the rich take. John, back to you.
And remember, the tax code is simple. It's only about seven times the size of the Bible. Mm-hmm. Anybody that says they understand the tax code, you know they're lying to you.
Okay, well, here's a really good point, okay? Class, we want you to do your own taxes, or at least I certainly do. I do my own. Mrs. Fennelli and I do them together. And we want you to do your own taxes. And the reason is, if you read the publication, 17, and it's free from the IRS, it's the abbreviated rule book. If you read that, you'll understand how it works. And if you know how it works, you'll know how to play the game. You will not be doing things that most people do, which is bring a bag of receipts to your tax preparer and say, look, here are my receipts. I don't know where they are. They're not in order. But look, I don't want to get audited, and I don't want to pay too much in taxes. Those are mutually exclusive things. What you really want to do is take the deductions right to the edge, right to the limit of the law. Okay? Document why you did what you did. Write in the margins of the publication 17 when you print it out. Why you did what you did. Write on the receipts why you did what you did. So if you do get audited, you can say, here's why I did what I did. And you can deal from strength. And audit's not a bad thing. It really isn't. It's just kind of like a final exam. You just have to prove what you know. and you did your own return, so you do know it. It's not like hiring somebody and saying, I have no clue what you did. That's why you need to do your own taxes. Back to you, John.
Yeah, I haven't done it, but I've known some people that do not take all the deductions that they could.
I think that's crazy.
And that way, when they get audited, they show that to the auditor, because these auditors get bonuses for money that they bring in.
Yeah.
And if you show them that, oh, can I take these? And, you know, then you file an amended return and get money back, you kind of ruin that auditor's day.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I can understand doing some of that. You know, if you drive your taxes down to the point where you're paying virtually nothing or nothing, you can hold back some of those deductions. But I don't want the government to have one red cent that they're not entitled to. Not one red cent. And John, there's a post that says you can, you know, if you use your cell phone for business purposes, you can deduct 100% of the cost. The taxes and everything associated with your cell phone. And some accounting professionals will say, well, look, or tax professionals will say, don't do that. That's kind of risky. It raises a red flag. It says, audit me. Well, if I use my cell phone for 100% business, I'm going to take that as a business deduction. All of it. I'm not going to leave any of that. And if they have a problem, we'll just go through the phone records. We can do that. I mean, but you have to use it for 100% business. What I'm saying is, if it's above board, you can take these deductions. You don't have to hold back if you don't want to. And I do know that some people do exactly what you say. They hold back so that when they get audited, they can raise these. They can gamble a little bit more with this IRS auditor. But this guy's not your friend. He's not there to make your day nice. He's there to put you through the meat grinder. And it's a lot of fun. It really is.
I got a second link from Entrepreneur Magazine, Get Structured, which gives you pluses and minuses on different business structures. And I've actually spent a lot of money getting an education. This is going back probably about 15 years now. I got an education financially and legally from people that were professional traders making money, people that were actually floor traders, not the people coming out of business schools that think they know how finance works, and the legal firms that do entity structuring, because there's things you can do to protect your assets. There's things that you can do to lower your taxes. And, I do also want to make it clear, tax avoidance or tax evasion is a crime. But to structure yourself to where you pay the least amount of taxes that you are required to is perfectly legal. And some of these tricks of the trade, you really have to be at least a multimillionaire to get use of them. But it's intriguing to see how it's set up with the importance being, for example, setting up your corporation so that you don't have to worry about inheritance taxes, done very simply with two classes of stock. But, again, if you don't hit a certain level, that's extra work that you don't need to do. But it all comes down to control versus ownership. And the way the big guys play it is through control. And I don't want to get too deep into that, because it doesn't really matter for what we're trying to do here. The very simplest thing is just the sole proprietorship. It's either in your name, or you can go down and get a DBA. Whatever name you want to do business as, and you register that and open a bank account with that name. That's about as simple as it gets. You do have the downside of the unlimited liability. However, if you do go through one of the other entities, and I've think I've done just about everything. I've had CNS Corps. I've had an LLC. I've had limited partnerships. And most of these you can do without any legal help. If you do get in the legal partnership world, it does help to have some legal advice there. But starting a corporation is really easy. Typically, the Secretary of State website will tell you how to do it. And if you do want to go that route, you don't need to do the fancy things of, you know, like doing a Nevada corporation because they have got such privacy, unless you live in Nevada. Because if you're doing your business in another state, in order to legally do business there, you would then need to register your corporation as a foreign corporation in that state, which kind of defeats the privacy you were trying to do with the Nevada corporation to begin with. The problem with corporations is you have a lot of record keeping. You need to have corporate resolutions. I guess on the plus side, you know, if you have your annual shareholder meetings in December, you could have other places like, you know, Hawaii or Puerto Rico. But entities like LLCs don't have that, you know, documentation structure. So in a way, they're easier to run. And then you have a choice with them as being taxed either as a partnership or a corporation. So I don't know what you'd like to throw in on that, but that's the basis
of
the structure.
You know, for most people, if you want to start a business and you don't think you're going to get sued right away, you don't think you're going to have a liability, then you can just start a sole proprietorship. It can be you. It can be a partnership with you and your wife. Partnerships are really kind of risky because what generally happens is one partner seems to think that he's worth more or she's worth more than the other, and one will want to paint it green, the other will want to paint it blue or white or yellow, and those kind of things happen. So if you can control your own destiny, I recommend that you do that. And if you want to form a corporation, for most people, a limited liability corporation is worth a good look. That's what we have here at USAPreparedness.com. It's a limited liability partnership. So if we were ever to make a profit, we could pass that profit on to our personal 1040s and file that way. But if you do start your business, you'll have so many tax deductions that are not available to those who don't have a business. Now, you do have to intend to make a profit, but there's no law that says you have to make a profit, because not everybody can. We'll be right back. Okay, class, who wants to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? All spiders have 8 legs, but do the hairy ones have the most meat? Is it true grasshopper legs taste like chicken? Which bugs have the most protein? Which are best served dried and which are best eaten while still alive? Which bugs are the most dangerous for your children to eat? Do you like the sound of this? We don't either, so you'll have to go to a government-sponsored expo for cooking with bugs. The Get Prepared Expo has so many great seminars, we had to cross the poorly attended ones off our list, like the Red Cross, FEMA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the Internal Revenue Service, the American Cancer Society, CERT, and Homeland Security. We can't help everyone, just the really bright people, the top 1% of thinkers and doers. Like you. The rest, the other 99% who don't think and don't do, well, the government's standing ready to help them. The Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March. For details, visit GetPreparedExpo.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That commercial about the bugs, that's now in rotation. So we're going to get to hear that more often. That's in rotation here at USA Prepares. And it's being aired on Liberty News Radio. And this afternoon it'll probably hit Republic Broadcasting Network. So that's the first in a series of commercials that I think I'm going to have some fun with. I've been writing down some notes about some future topics for commercials for the Get Prepared Expo. John Reagan, it looks like people can actually take back some of the money that is being stolen from them by overpaying their taxes, by hiring people to do their taxes for them. All they have to do is start their own business and enjoy the deductions that small business owners enjoy. And, for example, for those of you who decide to start right this moment to begin a business, if you come to Jimmy's Egg tonight to our Monday business meeting workshop at Jimmy's Egg every Monday, that's a business deduction. You're learning about business, how to expand your business. Your meal can be a deduction. Your travel to the meeting can be a deduction. And we're going to teach you more over time. And that's the seminar that I'll be teaching at the Get Prepared Expo. So if you want to be in my seminar, that will be how to start your own business. And you will have started it before you come to the Get Prepared Expo, and we'll teach you some of the secrets. Back to you, John Reagan.
Yeah, you know, you can't deduct your trip to the grocery store, but you know, a lot of these grocery stores have bulletin boards set up for local businesses to advertise on. So if you go out weekly to make sure your ad for your recipe book is there on the bulletin board, that mileage is deductible.
Yeah, that's right. And let's say you decide you want to teach people on your blog about preparedness, and you want to experiment with a dehydrator as part of your business. So you buy, you've got this business, and it's in the preparedness arena, and you're going to teach people how to dehydrate bananas. Well, the purchase to the of the bananas, the purchase of the dehydrator, the trip to the grocery store to buy the bananas and the lemon juice, and part of your internet service so you can do more research and post, and your computer if that's used exclusively for business, or part of it is if it's used partially for business, and your cell phone, all those tools that you need for your business are now deductions, including the electricity that you use for your office, that room in your house, the light bulbs, the desk, the blotter, the pencils, the paper, the telephone service, the answering machine, goes on, the Wi-Fi router, whatever you use, the Ethernet cables, the switches, all those things, the compressor to blow out your keyboard, goes on and on. So think about it, and we'll teach you a little bit more. So open your mind and write down your notes, and we'll share some secrets with you. We really will at the Get Prepared Expo. Back to you, John.
Now, before we leave entity structuring, I do want to talk about partnerships a little bit. You do not want to be in a general partnership. That's a big mess. But limited partnerships is how the people that have assets protect them from lawsuits, because when you divide your assets up into different limited partnerships and you get sued, the first thing the attorney is going to do is, you know, run an asset check. And if he sees you don't have assets and they're all in these limited partnerships, you may end up not getting sued just from the point that they can't get any money for you. If they can't get any money from you, then it's not worth the attorney's time. And the big boys do this, and I found out years ago when I was looking at the sales tax permits here in Texas that every CVS drugstore here is a separate limited partnership. So if you go in there and you slip and fall, you think, oh boy, I get to sue this big company. No, you don't. You get to sue that limited partnership, which is probably leasing that building. So all they really have there is that inventory. Not a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's why USA Prepares doesn't get sued. There's nothing to get. John Reagan, you know, it's kind of an interesting adventure. We're opening the kimono, talking about how things are done and how we play by their rules. And you can't.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVD upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I just got an email from Mike Nash, USAPrepares.com instructor. He's talking about Stingray and the secrecy around the police surveillance equipment that is being used today, Stingray. And there's a post you'll see on the website at USAPrepares.com right after the broadcast. So you're going to want to read that. Stingray. We've talked about it here. The cops are using secret equipment to spy on you with your cell phone, in addition to the NSA and all the other agencies. So we'll let you read that post right after the broadcast. John Reagan and I are talking about starting your own business so that you can have the tools that you need for your business and have them become tax deductions. We're not talking about tax evasion. We're talking about paying less in taxes legally, all above board, by having your own business. Imagine traveling to places that you need to go to for your business, like the grocery store, like Sam's Club, like to get fuel, like to get parts for your endeavor, and having that trip be tax deductible at 56.5 cents per mile. Imagine doing that. Well, that's what people in businesses do. And I suggest you consider doing it too. So imagine your trip of 400 miles to the Get Prepared Expo being deductible at 56.5 cents per mile. And the $54.99 plus tax motel at the Econo Lodge right down the road from the Cowan Civic Center being tax deductible. And your tickets to the Get Prepared Expo being tax deductible. And your meals and banquet meals, because those are network meetings, all being tax deductible. Imagine that. Well, it's true. It's true. You can take deductions using those expenses by making sure you have a business in place before you come to the expo. Now, does your business have to actually be doing something? No. You have to start your business. Starting your business is you telling yourself you started a business. That's it. That's it. And you need to know what your business is going to be. That's not too hard. Whatever your passion is. It can be a blog. You can say, well, I'm going to do a blog. I need to refine exactly what that blog's going to be about, but I'm going to do a blog. Or I'm going to have a website. And I'm going to sell things on the website. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to sell, but I will know because I'm going to the Get Prepared Expo to learn about it. And those are educational expenses coming to the Get Prepared Expo. John Reagan?
Now, you do need to keep track of that mileage, but it doesn't yes. take any special forms. You know, you just put in the date, the miles, you know, where the trip was to and from, and the business purpose. Mm-hmm. And you got it covered.
Yeah. Just keep a little notebook in your glove compartment if you want, and just write, today's date, the start mileage, where you went, the end mileage. To make it easier on yourself, just do a quick calculation right then and there how many miles it was. And, John, I know people, literally, who will receive a receipt. They'll go to the Chinese factory outlet. They'll buy lubricant, motor oil, food, whatever else they put in their cart, and they throw the receipts away. Now, imagine if you had a farm. Well, that lubricant, what the heck would you use the lubricant for? Well, that would be a business deduction. The engine oil, that's a business deduction for your equipment. The oil filters, the spark plugs, the fuel filters, the V-belts, the fan belts, all those things can be deductions if you plan your business. Imagine that. Paper, pencils. For example, you can even deduct presents you buy yourself for Christmas. Well, then, let's say you buy yourself a case of copy paper for your printer. Let's say you buy a printer, printer cable, toner refill kits. I mean, why would you have those if you didn't have a business, right? Including a sports jacket. I mean, heck, really, do I need a sports jacket for the farm? Well, if I go out in public and I speak at the Get Prepared Expo, or I go to meetings or meetups, I need to have a sports jacket. Business deduction. Think about it. Dry cleaning. Even the use of the washing machine, the electricity your washing machine uses to wash the business clothes. If you have a farm, your blue jeans. Boots. Back to you, John.
I have a third link there, tools I use, which
that's a good one.
Actually links to the offers tab on the Financial State of the Union. And what I did is exactly what I say there. It's tools I use, and we talked about, you know, the little things that can get you into trouble. If you're in business and you do something like this and you have some kind of affiliate relationship where you get a benefit, whether it's cash or, you know, disk space or credits, you need to put a notice on there because the FTC's gotten in the act. And, you know, surprise, surprise, you know, if you got a site and people click a link and you make money, all of a sudden in America, that's a bad thing. So I've got a notice on the page that if you purchase or sign up through the links on this page, I receive a commission or some kind of service credit.
There you go. And you use Bluehost, right?
Bluehost. Most people can get along with the bottom-of-the-line hosting package. You do have to pay 6 months at a time. So the monthly fee times six is, you know, the cash that you need.
And, you're talking about $3.95 a month?
Right.
Yeah, times six, six times four. Is that what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. So $24, you can be in business. You can have your web hosting for, pick your domain name, pick something nice. And so for less than $100, you can probably start your business. You can use one of the free web development tools, right? WordPress,
right?
Something like that.
And there's a number of places out there. One of the reasons I like Bluehost is if I need support or have an issue, I can call and get a person.
I'll tell you what, I had a great person yesterday help me, a physicist, and I believe he's going to become an instructor. He was really instrumental in repairing the damage to our website. He's absolutely brilliant, and I'm looking forward to it. And you can develop these relationships, you know, just by being nice on the phone. So the gentleman who helped me went to GCNlive.com. He said, "Whoa! You're right up there with Alex Jones." I go, yeah. So now we have three listeners, John. He's great. And I've invited him to tell us about some of the things that happen on the World Wide Web as one of our instructors joining Ed Marvini. Now, if you want a turnkey system and you want e-commerce and it all figured out for you, you can do that too. So for about a little less than $800, I mean very little less than $800, Ed Marvini's got a package where, and he does a lot of work for us on our website. You can have him help you and build a system, a turnkey web presence with e-commerce where you can take payments and put items in your store for just under $800. And we'll be talking about that at the Get Prepared Expo. That's Ed Marvini, and you can go to usapreparers.com, click on instructors or exhibitors, and you'll find him right there, Ed Marvini, usersite.com, and he'll be delighted to help you. And he helps me. And he's a person, and you can call him, just like Bluehost. So I recommend Bluehost. I like him. I really do. And Ed Marvini, of course, he's one of our instructors. I like him very much. So, John, back to you.
Yeah, and that Bluehost includes one domain name, and that's probably all you're going to need. I've got a number because I got several things going on, and it also handles the email hosting. It's pretty easy to set up, and I think it's good just to have your own domain for your own email because that gives you control. If you go with somebody else, and I did this originally a long time ago, it was one of these sites, you know, free for life, and then decided to change and start charging. And email's not like, you know, the post office where you can just submit a forwarding order. It's a pain to get all of your email going to the right place. So for a fairly low amount of money, you can have full control of your own email and not have to worry about it again.
John, is there any reason that one of us should not have our own small home-based business? And I keep stressing home-based because you'll be able to deduct things that you would normally have to pay for. So, for example, let's make it really simple. Let's say you have a 10-room home. Not everybody does, but let's say, and this is for just arithmetic purposes, if you have a 10-room home and you just say, that room over there, room number 10, is the room that we're going to use for our business. You can say, based on that, exclusively for the business, the home-based business, whether it be multi-level marketing, whether it be a lawn mowing business, whether it be a painting business, whether it be a website business, buying and reselling on the internet, whether it be eBay, an eBay business. You've got, so you take one, you can take one-tenth of the electricity, one-tenth of the heating costs, one-tenth of the lawn maintenance if you're to hire it out, or one-tenth of your lawnmower if you buy a lawnmower, okay, unless it's a lawn mowing business, then you deduct all of that as a business expense. So you can start saving money on the things that you've already got. You can take that computer, sell that computer from that you're not using to your business. You can buy your used computer, or you can buy a used computer from somebody else, or a new computer, or a service contract to repair your computer, or a service call to having your computer fixed, or an upgrade. Whatever it is that relates to your business, you can start taking deductions for that. Why would anyone not want to do this? To me, it's really simple. Really simple. Start your own business right now. It doesn't matter what it is. It's not like John Reagan and I are getting anything for this unless you go to Bluehost and you click on his website, financialsavetheunion.com. You might get a little bit of credit for it, but not much. We want you to save money on taxes.
Some of you might be wondering, just what is the Get Prepared Expo? The Get Prepared Expo is designed to help everyone survive tornadoes, snowstorms, ice storms, earthquakes, and God forbid, a real terrorist attack. Are you ready? Have you thought through all the scenarios? At the Get Prepared Expo, you'll meet exhibitors who will help you prepare and survive and learn what you need. Included in your all-day passes are one-hour seminars on water filtration, cooking and heating without electricity, wood, or any kind of fuel. The all-important survival garden and growing food with heirloom seeds, radiation detection and radiation survival. There are over 60 seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. Think of it as a college preparedness degree in a weekend. Get Prepared Expos are taught by preparedness leaders, authors, medical doctors, and radio personalities. Bring your questions. We have the answers. We hope to see you the last weekend in March. Let in Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life
with
Extend Your Life. Watch it.
I know there's something
happening.
This is going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, point of clarification, 56.5 cents per mile is the mileage deduction for 2013. 2014, inflation ate some of it, and it's down to 56 cents. So 56 cents per mile for the tax year 2014. John Reagan, back to you.
Now, let me go quickly through the other offers here. I've talked about Evernote on the air. I love it for keeping track of information. It not only has a local copy of the information, it also saves it online, so that if the worst thing happens, somebody stole my computer, I got a new computer, I can reinstall Evernote and I get everything back. And even for personal use, there's a free version. For business, where you really have to start keeping track of a lot more things, especially if you do a blog or something, that costs $45 a year. It's really a nice service. Weebly is what I use to create my website with. I just don't have time to do programming, even though I could. And there's different levels on this. The one I have costs me about $72 for 2 years worth. And because of when I got in, I was grandfathered in. That's what I like about this company, is when you get in there, what you see, and when they upgrade it, you're not going to have to pay extra. They really take good care of their existing clients. Very easy to create the website. There's other options where you can plug in e-commerce. There's third-party options for plugging in e-commerce. I do not have my own shopping cart, so so I can't really elaborate on using that. But again, if you know, my position, I had to do something inexpensive that looked good. And another thing I like about this is when you create this, and it's just drag and drop, and then you have to type in the text, put in the photos. Once you do that, it automatically takes that and makes the mobile site out of it as well. Also, when you have a business, sooner or later you guys share files, and I'm using Dropbox for that. If you click through that link, each of us get an additional 500 megabytes of disk space. I also like to use this for files I don't want to lose. Again, if somebody would steal my computer, even if they got on and deleted them out of Dropbox, you can go back to an earlier version. To back up critical files, but I like having it available for that purpose, in addition to being able to share files. And at the bottom,
and John, I use it with other broadcasters, and we move files around that are just a little bit too big to email. It works great. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. At the bottom is Record Radio on DAR.fm, and this is what I use to record shows, especially those that don't have archives. And I use an option that right now is costing $39.95 a year, which lets you program 5 shows at a time. If you do the free version, you only get to do 1 at a time. That's very limiting, and they've got higher levels of options if you need more than that. I still use this to record Dr. Sheely's KWTO show weekly. And so far, I haven't found a show on the Internet that I can't record. You don't have to have your computer up. Like, if you had a program on yours, plus if you try to use your computer, you can only record 1 at a time. That doesn't help if you've got, you know, 2 shows coming on at the same time. You want to be able to have access to both of them. You know, it's not 100% perfect because the Internet's not perfect, but I get, you know, probably 99% of the shows that I've asked for.
I agree with everything that you mentioned, John. I don't use Weebly, but I'm sure that if you're satisfied with it, it's great. I use Record Radio on DAR FM. I use Dropbox. I use Bluehost. They're all great. Great choices. John Regan, thanks so much for being with us. And class, if you want to meet John Regan in person, he'll be at the Get Prepared Expo the last weekend in March. And you'll get a chance to have meals with him. You'll get a chance to ask him all those questions that you want to ask him privately. You'll have a face-to-face opportunity with John Regan. Meet up tonight, Jimmy's Egg. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.